Good morning. This is Brother Wilmer with the morning devotional. My number here is 484-919-8850. I greet you all in the name of Jesus here this morning. This morning I would like to go to Isaiah 58 and just read from there for a morning devotional. Jesus did speak of how people draw close to him with their lips, but their hearts are far from him. Other places he talks about people that hear but do not. And then he also talks about those that hear and do. The enemy is very aware of the hardening of the heart and the hardening of our conscience when we continually know good things to do but do them not. And this morning I'd like to encourage us all to repentance here this morning so that we can go forth in the will of the Lord today and experience the promises that I'm about to read here. In Isaiah 58, verse 3, it starts off with, "Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high." It almost seems like the Lord is having a conversation with the people here in a way that we can understand what he's trying to say. He comes in verse 5, he says, "Is it such a fast that I've chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day of the Lord? Is it not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burden, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house, when thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall the light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy rear guard." It does appear here like the Lord is trying to show us that there is a greater fast than just going without food. I think going without food and fasting that way can be great, but the Lord was challenging the people of that day, and I believe he's still challenging us today. He goes on to say, "Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, and putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity." Find it interesting. It seems God promises all seem to be coming with a condition. Many times we accept God's promises without accepting on walking out the conditions that he is making the promise. But if we continue here, there's some very beautiful promises here. "And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shalt thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thine bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not, and they shall be of thee. Shall build the old waste places, thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, and the restorer of the path to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor seeking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. That last verse there, to me, that is like sealing it. The Lord came along and sealed it with his special words, his own special statement there. I wish you all well today. Encourage you to go and fast this beautiful fast by bearing your soul for other souls as you go. The Lord be praised.